when I first went in, and Ann helped me, heard me tell the story. A guy told me when I was angry and bitter, you know, I was focused on myself, thinking about what happened to me in the courtroom and all that. And when this guy, I had this conversation with this guy, he was saying, look, yeah, you got a life sentence. Yeah, they did you dirty. But you got a wife, you got a child, and you got sisters and brothers. You got to be, you got to use them as your motivation. So,
and, focus on that.
Yeah, yeah, and that was kind of the, not at that particular time, but I thought the dude was an idiot because he told me to create a great life. Create a great life for myself while I was incarcerated. I'm saying this guy don't know what the hell he's talking about. He don't know what I'm going through. But you know, a couple weeks later, I'm thinking about it, thinking about my daughter. And it was in that moment I had this epiphany, and I knew that things had to change. I had to stop focusing on myself about getting out. I had to really be there for them, you know, be there for my family. And it's like I said, for me, it's like an anchor. You know, it gives me purpose. And the one thing that I came to terms with after I got about 20, 24 years in, I came to terms with the idea that I was going to die in prison.
Wow.
And so I was feeling like, well, at the very least, I want my parents and I wanted my daughter to know that, well, I wanted my parents to know at the very least that I turned out to be the man that they initially raised me to be, and that I wasn't when I was in the street. And for my daughter, I really wanted to leave a legacy to say, okay, although my pop was in prison, you know, he did some good things. So that was kind of like a motivation for me, because I really wanted my daughter to be proud of me.